Chair, our countries share a deep commitment to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons and its three mutually reinforcing pillars of disarmament, non-proliferation, and the peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology. Each of these three pillars benefits all NPT states parties, and all states parties can contribute to each. In that context, we wish to emphasize the treaty's essential role in promoting the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, science, and technology, and our commitment to realize its potential to promote sustainable global development. Consistent with this commitment, we emphasize the importance of and need for sustained high-level political attention and engagement in activities that advance peaceful uses and to drive the associated benefits to those most in need and where insufficient resources, lack of capacity, and other barriers to assessing the benefits of peaceful uses as envisioned in Article 4 of the NPT is greatest. We emphasize the important role of the NPT in supporting the inalienable right of all the parties to the treaty to develop research, production, and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discrimination and in conformity with Articles 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the treaty. We believe that the NPT fosters the development of peaceful uses by providing a framework of confidence and cooperation that facilitates the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for peaceful uses. The range of nuclear and nuclear-related science and technology applications that can contribute to addressing global challenges and achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals has grown significantly, and cooperation in these areas is expanding. We recognize the work of the International Atomic Energy Agency in assisting its member states in applying peaceful uses is also growing. We also note the commitment by the IAEA and its Director General to advance these efforts through flagship initiatives that aim to expand access to peaceful uses amongst developing countries in support of UN SDGs. We intend to continue to explore ways to identify new resources for the IAEA's life-saving work and as a demonstration of our commitment to the NPT. We encourage new efforts to strengthen engagement with a wider range of development and donor institutions to amplify work in these areas. We encourage active, high-level participation of IAEA member states in the 2024 Ministerial Conference. We recognize that there are still many challenges to fully realizing the potential of peaceful uses. In that regard, we reiterate the importance of continuing cooperation to accelerate and enlarge the contribution of peaceful uses to achieving the full implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Thank you, Chair.
I thank the distinguished representative of the United States. Now I give the floor to Ambassador of China, to be followed by France.
谢谢主席先生。首先，中国代表团再次感谢你和你的团队做出的不懈努力，对你本人作为会议主席始终以包容、透明、专业的方式广泛同各方沟通表示高度赞赏。尽管会议未能就实质性的问题达成一致，但各缔约国在你的领导下就核领域的重要问题进行。